of Christ Broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Account of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. For when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he stayed, abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Ain't that something? I'm going to read again. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Drop down to verse 24. It say, Martha said, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. 23 said. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Oh, yes.
And 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believe in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I want to talk from the subject, on my way home.
Amen. Yes, sir.
All right.
We all on our way home, sooner or later. I heard one of the sisters say, we wasn't ready for this right now. Well, as Reverend Freer said earlier, that we don't know when, don't know where, and don't know how. But you know we going that way, if the Lord don't crack that sky.
Yes, right.
But I heard the Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. Sometimes we do have our hearts troubled every now and then. Let's be real about it. We deal with things on our job. We deal with things in our homes and families. We ain't got no perfect families, because if you a perfect family, I want to see it. Ain't none of us in here got a perfect family. Matter of fact, none of us are perfect. Amen. Let's be truthful about it. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It also says, for we all have sinned, Romans 3:23, and come short of the glory of God. Now, there is a way that you can get saved. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, how can you be saved? Romans 10:14 says, how can they call on him whom they have not believed? And how can they believe on whom they have not heard? And how can they preach unless they be sent? You've got to hear the word of God. I don't care where you go, what church or whatever, you've got to hear the word of God. The word is what's going to save us. The word is what's going to take us from time to eternity. The word of God.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I've learned. Jesus said, if any man come any other way, he's a thief I think it's in Romans 10, chapter 1, verse 1, and he said, if any man come any way, he's a thief and a... I got some Bible readers up in here, huh? Talking about the gospel now. The gospel is hot. Here you have this family here. Mary and Martha. They had that brother. Had been sick. I don't know what he had. Cancer. I don't know what it was he had. The Bible don't say. But they sent for Jesus. And you know, when somebody do something for you, you want them to come right back then and now. And, you know, am I talking to somebody up in here? Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
If I didn't give you this much money and I call you for to come, like the brother was saying, come and fix something on me, I'm expecting you to come right then and there. But that wasn't the way Jesus did. Because he said, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts is not your thoughts. So I'm trying to tell you this morning, whatever you're asking God for, yeah, we know we say weeping, Psalms 35 say, weeping and do it for a night. But joy comes. I don't know how long you have to wait on your job, but joy is coming sooner or later. It may have to wait a little while. Because let me tell you something, God is not slack concerning his promise. The Bible says in Isaiah 59:1, my ear is not too heavy that I can't hear. And my hand is not too short that I cannot say. But because of your iniquity, somebody got some iniquities that you need to get rid of. See, sin is a terrible disease. Yes, sin is a terrible disease. And I've learned, discovered that if you put your hand to that sin, that relationship with God going to kind of act. I asked Brother David about sin. David says in Psalm 51:10, created me, O God, a clean heart, and renew within me a right spirit. You got to know how to come to God, because God is holy all the time. And all the time, God is holy. Can't come to God any kind of way. I don't care how much money you got, you're going to need that at the graveyard. I done preached so many funerals at New Jerusalem, New Building, and never seen a new heart behind a hearse. Amen, amen, amen. That's just stuff we got here. Because God, I do know that in the 19th chapter of Matthew, and right about that 27th verse, that was a rich ruler asked Jesus a question. He said, good master. And Jesus checked him and said, I ain't but one good, that's my father. Let me get you straight on so I would say. And then he said, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? That's in the 19th chapter of Matthew. Go read it, your Bible being tore out. And the Bible says that rich ruler, he said, I've kept all the commandments. Jesus said, yeah, but you lack one thing. Go and sell all you got and give to the poor. And come and have riches in heaven. He went away sad, yeah. He went away shaking his head. Let me tell you something. We call upon the material thing. You're going to leave that behind. The only thing I'm talking about is spiritual. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. These words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I don't know about you, but I've learned, discovered that one my own way went home, I got to get it right. I got to get it right with my family. I got to get it right with my wife. Somebody up here, and I'm talking to somebody up in here. We ain't all come here just to look at Larry. We come here to hear the word of God. That's what's going on. It's going to be standing.
That's it,
look what they say. Reverend Freer. Therefore, his sisters said, Lord, behold whom thou lovest. Because Jesus did love Lazarus. You do know that. It's sick. And Jesus heard that he had said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. In other words, there were a million lot of people that got sick in the Bible. Remember in the 5th chapter of the book of Mark? Well, Jairus' daughter, you know, had been sick. But Jesus said, she's asleep. And that's what he said about Larry this morning. He's asleep. He's going to get up one day. I don't know when he's coming, but he's going to get up one day if he die in the Lord. Because the Bible said, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, that they may rest from their labor. Henceforth, in other words, from now on, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm talking to somebody this morning that knows that the Lord is good all the time. Didn't you wake us up early this morning? Didn't you start us on our way this morning? Holy, this
is a homegoing. That's not a sad occasion. This is a homegoing. Woke us up early this morning. Not only did he wake us up, but he called us in our sound right now. He didn't have to do it, but because of his grace and his mercy that started us on our way. I don't know about you, but I've now discovered that I'm going to praise the Lord when I'm sick. I'm going to praise him when I'm on my bed of affliction, because when praises go up, blessings come down. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. You may be going through something. I know your family that you're going through sickness. I know it's hurting you, pain. But let that go. Say, Lord, give me strength. Pray me through this. Because you say, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will.
You know what it say? Thou art not staff.
And comfort me. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't know who your enemy is, but all of us got an enemy somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a song I call Backstabbers. Smile in your face.
Yeah.
I'm talking to some, you know, people that know about the streets. See, I know Larry from the streets. I learned that. Don't know him, but I know him from the streets. And that's where I'm from, the streets. Yeah. Don't die there, man. Don't cross every T. Them the kind of people I call Jeff Junkyard specialty. God specializes in junk.
That's
oh, yeah, I was nothing but junk myself.
Yeah,
I can't talk about you.
Yeah,
but you know, we got these people that want to think they so educated.
Yeah.
Dot every I.
Yeah.
Cross every T.
Yeah.
Nigga, you going to bust head wide open. Because I know that my Bible says, if he did it for Paul, y'all know Saul, don't you? He'll do it for me. And Paul wrote 12 letters out of the New Testament. Amen. God is no shallow what he say. He say what he do, he say what he do, and he do what he can say. He got all power in his hand. I don't know no other God but Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The one that made the water turn, made water into wine. Y'all do remember that, don't you? In John chapter 2. And they say, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Because Nazareth was a place where people used to drink and, you know, lay their hat down and, you know, I got some, you know. And then they say, can any good thing? See, Jesus was, let me tell you something. Well, Jesus was somebody that hung around the backslide.
That's right.
Because he told them in Jeremiah 3:14, chapter 3:14, I'm married to the backslide. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but let me tell you something. Whatever you're doing, just say, Lord, save me. I know you know I ain't doing right. All of us know where we at. All of us know in him that where we stand with the Lord. All of us in here know that we done something we ain't got no business. Or doing something now that we ain't got no business. Or keep us out the kingdom of hell. But you need to know the Lord and you say, Lord, save me.
Lord.
That's what people say, Lord, save me.
Yes.
And the Lord reached down.
Yes.
Pull you up.
Yes.
That's what 1 Peter 3, 9 says. Who pull you out of darkness into his not light, but marvelous, Brother Jeff. Marvelous, Brother Jeff. Marvelous light.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help somebody know that you got to get it right. I'm on my way home, but I'm trying to get it right. I may be struggling. I may be banging in it. But I'm trying to hold my peace because I don't know, you know, but I just want to tell you this morning the goodness of God. God is good. Not sometimes. All the time. And he said in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord. At all times, his praise, I think this is Psalm 34, shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Oh, yeah, you look, it's tight, but it's right. Yeah, you look on, because it's tight, but it's right. Because the Holy Ghost is telling somebody this morning, praise me, why even you got a chance, because we don't know what's on tomorrow. We don't know what's on the next meeting. We don't know. No, we don't know. But I know a man. Do you know a man?
Yeah.
I say, I know a man, Reverend.
Yeah.
Took the heat out the fire. What kind of stuff is that? Made a blind man go see. Put spit in his eye. That's in the 9th chapter of John.
Yeah.
And told the boy, go wash.
Yeah.
And the Pharisees and Sadducees are asking all kind of questions all through the birth of the ninth chapter. Who made you? But he said, look, I told you once, and I'm going to tell you again, the main name was Jesus. I don't know him. All I know, I was blind, but now I can see. Let me go and finish this thing out, and I'm going to be told. I'm going to finish this thing out. He said, Martha, something else. Martha was cumbered about a lot. Reverend Freya.
Amen.
And she was cumbered. Just look what it says. And many of the Jews came to, in the 19th verse, Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. But Martha, as soon as she heard what Jesus was coming, went and met him. Mary said, still. And then Martha said, Lord, if thou had been here, Jesus ain't had to be there.
That's right. That's right, Lord.
I don't think he could.
No, yeah.
If he went way down and pulled old ceiling like me up out to Mary Clay,
all right.
What you think about our Lazarus?
That's right. Word. Oh. That's right.
Amen. If you had a been here. Now, you the one came by our house. We fed you collard greens, pork chops.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's that old bad food, ain't it? But we like that kind of food, don't we? Red beans and rice. And now we sit for you, and you ain't here. That's something. But Jesus said, Jeff, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall what? He live again. So if you got your hand in Christ's hand, keep it in Christ's hand. If you're doing what thus said the Lord do, keep on doing what the Lord said do. And ask the Lord to give you strength. Because let me tell you something. They got some people that's always watching.
Yeah.
On your jobs. Uh-oh. They got them cliques. Y'all know about them cliques? I'm a warrior. They got them cliques in the break room. I'm talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
I heard somebody say, keeping it real.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
They got some, you know, them people that talk all kind of want to get you fired.
Yeah.
And then when you see, hey, how you doing, baby? How you doing? Stunting in front. But Jesus wasn't no stunt. What he said, what he said, he meant what he said. He said, let your yea be yea, and let your nay be nay. I got some Bible reads in here.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to tell you about the gospel. It is hot. It'll make you fall out with people.
Yeah.
It'll make you fall out with your sister and brother when you're doing what just says the Lord. Because your enemy is not someone way to fall off. Matthew 10:36 says, a man foe is of his own household.
Yeah.
That means your enemy.
Yeah.
Them the ones that watch you when you're growing up. The one that see you when you was out there doing what you was supposed to not been doing.
All right.
The ones that, you know, and they say, oh, he or she done got religion. Now, yeah, I done got religion. I done straightened my life up now because I know I'm on my way home one day. I used to have hair, but I ain't got hair no more. Because I got sense to know that one of these old days, God going to call Eugene Stevenson home. And I know one thing. He said, much is given, much is required. Matthew chapter, that's in Mark and Matthew. Much is given. Much is required.
Yeah.
So God gave me much, so I got to tell the truth.
Amen.
And Jesus says in 8:32 that you should know the truth.
Amen.
I got some Bible reads in here.
Amen.
Amen. As I close this thing out, I ain't going to hoop. I want it, but I can't do that. No, I can't do that. That's enough to sit down. And whosoever liveth and believe shall never die. Believe is now this. And as I close, look what happened.
Don't push it. Good, man.
Jesus said, 39, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him, said unto the Lord, by this time he's stinking, for he been in the grave 4 days. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I think about in Matthew 27 chapter, And what about that 51st verse? It said, and the bed of the chippewas went and trained from the top to the bottom. The earthquake and the rocks went. And many of the bodies that slept arose and went into the holy city to witness of that death. That's the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what we're getting glory for, because I thank God, because if he had not died, we wouldn't be in this house right here. We wouldn't be in church. If he had not... Any eyes?
Yes.
Any eyes? I love to call the name of Jesus. Jesus, the one that set the captives free, came down through 42 generations, came down through 39 prophets, and God, all right, shook somebody's hand, say, I'm on my way home, but I'm on my way home to see King Jesus, the one who died. Did he die? He died. Hey! I say,
we hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from Sister Michelle Dotson and an uplifting message from our guest, Pastor Donald Britton, the pastor of Lathrop Grace Community Church in Lathrop, California. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
We give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Special song for somebody so special. Superintendent, thank you for being who you are. To God be the glory. Glory. blood, he has saved me. With his power, the Lord has raised me to God in glory.
Come to you this morning from the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter, the 22nd through the 33rd verses. Very familiar passage of scripture. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV version, so it may be a little different than what you have in your King James, but we'll get the gist of it. And this again is a very familiar scripture. I'm sure you've heard this text several times, but we're going to dig into it and look at it a little more today. That's Matthew 14. We're going to start reading at the 22nd verse. It reads like this: immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, baffled by the waves because the wind was against it. 25th verse, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." 29th verse, "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. Beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. He said, "You of little faith," he said, "why do you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." You may take your seats. This morning, I want to talk to you for a few moments from the topic, the season between the present and the promise. The season between the present and the promise. I thought about this week as I began to prepare this sermon. One of the most exciting moments of a young child's life is when the parents promise them something special. The moment the promise is made, everything is different. Even though the actual fulfillment of that promise is usually a ways off, it has the power to change the entire atmosphere for that moment. And the interesting thing, Johnson Temple, about a promise is the power that it has to change things before the promise is even realized. Because a promise gives us something to look forward to hope for. It gives us something to anticipate. It actually holds great power in the present by giving us hope for the future.